Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. So, this is the second sign that you are progressing in life. This is the second video of a five-part series. Okay? The second video, the second part of the five signs that you are making progress in life. If you haven't watched the first sign that you're making progress in life, click on the notification button, not just to get reminded of my videos, but also subscribe, like, and comment in the comment section and be involved on my channel. And also, go back to the previous video so you can watch. Listen and learn from the first sign that you are making progress in life. So, in this video, we're going to speak about the second sign that you are making progress in life, and that is improved relationships. Improved relationships. You will now come to a point where you are not only building new relationships. You're building them up. You are also maintaining them. Now, let's speak about building them up. So, in the past, right, you would have built unhealthy relationships. It would have been other people being unhealthy and toxic. It could have also been you who was unhealthy and toxic. It could be both parties, it could be one. Or the other, or it could be both parties being unhealthy and toxic. Gotta take personal responsibility here, people. If you're part of the problem, do better. Okay? So, you will find yourself building healthier relationships. You are no longer someone who behaves in a way that attracts unhealthy, toxic people. You don't say the kind of things that an unhealthy, toxic person would be like, wow, this is my person. Let me get to know them. Let me be friendly with them. Because you don't speak like that no more. You don't behave like that no more. You don't even think like that no more. You don't give off that energy, that vibe, you know? So it doesn't affect your mood, and the way your mood is doesn't attract those types of people. So if you don't think unhealthy, you're not gonna speak unhealthy, and if you don't speak unhealthy, you're not going to behave unhealthy. Therefore, you're not going to live an unhealthy life that attracts unhealthy, toxic people. So, when you improve, the world around you improves as well. That's a fact. So, you're building healthy relationships with the right people, with healthy people, people who are just like you. The people in your life that you are close to, I'm not speaking about the people that you see where you go because you have to be there to do something, maybe work, maybe the grocery store, maybe where you engage in your favorite hobbies. I'm not saying that, you know, those are the people who were focused on. I'm talking about the people who you allow to know you, those kind of relationships, because the other types of relationships where you meet those people, they're basically acquaintances. They're like long-term acquaintances, you know? You know them, but you don't know them. So it's like you don't really know them, but you know about them because they are where you take part in your hobbies. You see them at the grocery store because maybe they're the cashier, but they've been there for like years, you know? Maybe the person who, you know, leads the hobbies that you like to do. They're there for years, but you know about them, but you don't know them. They don't know you, but you know about each other. I'm not speaking about that. I'm speaking about the people that you allow into your life, the people you spend the weekends with. Maybe you go to the restaurant, you go to the pub, maybe you go clubbing together, you go out together, you guys go chill. I'm speaking about those people, the people who you allow to know about you. They know your routine, they know your schedule, they know what you do, what you don't do, they know the type of person that you are. We're speaking about those people. So now you will make sure that those people are healthy just like you. Because you are not a healthy person and you want to surround yourself with healthy people or even healthier people. Because you want to keep getting healthier and healthier and improving and progressing in life. You know what I'm saying? So you're not only building your group to be full of healthy people, you're also maintaining those healthy relationships. You're not sabotaging those healthy relationships because your mind is now the type of mind that you see something good and you welcome it with open arms. You don't want to destroy it, so you don't sabotage your healthy relationships. You may have broken down the relationship in the past because they were unhealthy and toxic, but now you're building, but you're also maintaining the healthy relationships with people who are healthy in your life. That's how you know you're progressing. You don't just attract, but you build, and then you maintain as well. You keep it good. You maintain the good things in your life. And that says a lot about your mind, because it means when you have something good in your mind, like thinking positively, building healthy habits, it means you're not just building those positive thinking thoughts or habits. You're also maintaining it because you know it's the best thing for you. You don't just build, but you're also maintaining because you want to keep being healthy. That's a great sign. Watch out for my third sign that you are making progress in life. Like, comment, and subscribe.